This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Life seriously, sort of. DJ V Show, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen presents the good day combination of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. For your listening and dancing pleasure, Jennifer is going to dance her way into our hearts now with something that is a pluperfect way to get a focus on things. Right, Jennifer?
A pluperfect, huh?
Yes.
All right. Oh. I'll do my best.
French nerd over there.
I know.
Oui, oui, madame.
Okay, so here's the story. As you probably know, maybe you've heard, the midterm elections are just a couple of weeks away, not even less than 2 weeks away.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we could be boring and we could speculate. You've got people hoping for blue waves and people hoping for red waves and people trying to predict races. And it looks, I mean, if you want my opinion, that it's going to be a really mixed bag. I think the Republicans will keep the Senate, and I think that it'll probably be a very tight margin. Whether Democrats are able to take the majority in the House, they might do it by a couple of seats. But what I think is far more interesting is to look and see how people are actually trying to do this. And we all talk about Facebook and social media and the platforms that are necessary now to communicate with young voters. And one story that's coming out of Texas is this guy who's running for Senate. His name is Beto O'Rourke. He's currently a representative. He'd like to take Ted Cruz's Senate seat in the state of Texas. And for a while, the race was actually very, very tight. Ted Cruz, over the last month or two, has kind of pulled out with, like, I think a 7-point lead, which is still probably a little too close for comfort for someone like Ted Cruz. But the story with Beto O'Rourke is that he has kind of gone down to the grassroots in how he's running his campaign. And the story out today is how much money he's using on Facebook. He is the candidate all across the country that is spending the most money focusing his attention on Facebook ads. He's raised a ton of money, more than any senatorial candidate. I think he's raised $35 million that he's keeping all for his campaign. He's not sharing it with any other races. And he spent $5 million of that alone just on Facebook ads. So this is the first time that we're seeing people put a sizable chunk of money for their campaign.
Why is he so popular with people in terms of just because they want to dump Cruz, you lose
your
Cruz?
Well, I think, first of all, Cruz is God. People know who Cruz is. And I think for Democrats, it would be an amazing story to tell if they were able to kick out someone like Ted Cruz, who just a couple years ago was running for president and coming in second doing that on the Republican side. Beto O'Rourke is also, I want to say, sort of Obama-esque. He is... he's young. He's an intriguing speaker. He goes into the big cities in Texas where there are far more Democrats than there are Republicans, and he goes out and he jogs with people and has them jog alongside of him. And so there's a lot to capture the attention, I think, of big money Democratic donors who are looking for someone like him instead of someone like Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, because he's kind of young and exciting.
Yeah. Mm.
Exactly.
Got
so,
new young blood, yeah. And he also, it doesn't hurt, he's been on Ellen DeGeneres is a huge backer of him, and she's had him on his show, which never happens because he's not running for president on a national level. This is just for Texas. And also Willie Nelson has written songs for him. He's done rallies. Like, Willie Nelson, his son Lucas Nelson recently was responding to a lot of, I guess there was some flack saying, you know, oh, Willie shouldn't support him, and but Willie is definitely supporting
Willie
him, and I think there's a lot of farm aid stuff.
More
tied
Democrats
in there
than he does anything else. He's Willie. He's very quietly in the background of supporting.
And there's a big farm aid tie-in, too, with that.
Yeah.
And you know all about that.
The Republicans have screwed over. The Republicans voted for Trump, and Trump and his administration have ignored the farmer. So
I just saw a poll yesterday that said farmers are sticking with Trump. And maybe
in California they are. But.
Well, this is a national poll that I saw. I'll have to see if I can find it. But that they are still hanging on and sticking with him. The story, though, I think is social media as a platform becoming a new place for political ads. We know that they've been there. That's how Russians were trying to influence the election a couple years ago with Facebook ads. But I think to have a candidate dump a significant amount of money, $5.3 million since May for Beto O'Rourke, that's probably a telling thing about what future elections are going to look like. And it'll be interesting to see if it works. Ted Cruz has spent about $400,000 on Facebook ads. So a good chunk of money, but nothing like the $5.3 million.
How much money has Cruz raised, Jennifer? Do you know?
If O'Rourke's
got $35 million, how much is, has Cruz got in his pot?
Let's see. I don't know. I can Google.
While you're looking at it, excuse me, Victoria. Yesterday or the day before, Kara, I can't remember which day it was, we were talking about the optics of Trump going over the weekend to a rally, and every news channel, all the late-night comedians, all took the stuff that Trump said about Cruz during the campaign and put it next to what he said about Cruz as he went to try to jack him up. It was very interesting optics. It really was to see what Trump said about Cruz and what a liar he is and what a no good. it was pretty funny, actually.
Well, a lot of the stuff I've seen that Beto has said is direct Trump quotes about Cruz.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the danger of, you know, of the internet never dies, and once you say stuff, that's it. You know, it's kind of hard to now for people who heard Trump say all that stuff. You know. About Cruz, and then now he's saying he's the right candidate.
But it seems to have helped him. Trump coming to town, Victoria, seems to have helped him.
Well, for Trump supporters, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Right, anyway,
and for
Victoria,
a lot of Texas, his approval rating is not as low as people want to believe it is. In fact, he's actually kind of swelling a little bit. Now, here's what I think is interesting, is that they're going back and forth. Because of the federal reporting laws, there are ways that you can hide what's coming to you from in-state donations and out-of-state. And apparently Ted Cruz is trying to take apart Beto O'Rourke for getting a lot of money from New York and Los Angeles. And he's even saying they're going to rename it Beto Wood. So that's one of the, the criticisms. Is going back and forth. They're not saying exactly. Let's see. This one in. They're trying to break down where the money's coming from. So as of a few months ago, O'Rourke was at $23.7 million, and Cruz was at $14 million. But that was as of July 2018. So this has been some time ago.
All right. Up next, a focus on the New York Police Department. There's a very interesting reality that I'm going to check because Victoria's closest to New York of all of us, so we'll go through what they're changing at the New York. This sounds like an episode of Blue Bloods or something. Up next here on the DJV program, 14 after the hour.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
You're hurt in battle, and they send you home. But the battle doesn't end there. Even the small things. Getting outside, spending time with my wife and kids can be tough. But I'm lucky just to be here. I came so close to losing those things forever, so I don't take any of them for granted. Now, they're the moments I live for.
Be a hero for a hero. Donate now at independencefund.org.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Victoria, Jennifer, Doug, Kara. So the New York Police Department, Victoria, suspended the use of these body cameras. One of them exploded.
Oh.
Police say that officer out on a midnight tour noticed smoke coming out of the bottom of his body camera.
It's
and then he took
battery.
It off. Yeah.
Well, you know, those are most likely, I didn't read into it, but they're most likely lithium-ion batteries, and that's exactly why. That's the same thing that we heard, you know, when the Samsung Galaxy phones were exploding on planes.
Yep.
And now, if you have any luggage that has a battery in it to charge your phone, you have to check it underneath the plane. You can't take it as a carry-on because there's a danger of them exploding. And I'm assuming that's what happened with the body cameras, because you have to charge them at the end of a shift. You put them back on the little charger, and those are lithium-ion batteries that they are rechargeable. That can be dangerous. That can be really they pack a big punch if they explode.
Yep. The police there are 22,000 patrol officers in New York, and of that, 15,500 wear body cameras. So I guess they have 3,000 of this particular brand, so they have shelved them as they try to figure out what to do. You were pointing out something that was interesting. If you see that new show that Nathan Fillion is in called The Rookie, they're using these cameras as angles and reality. What you see on the screen in the show are actually coming from these cameras. Which
it's
I think
the first time I've ever seen that. It's really cool. They use dash cam and body cam.
Yeah.
It's also a really entertaining show. I highly recommend it. He's so watchable and so likable.
Yeah, he is. Chicago, by the way, Chicago PD is using these body cameras, but they have a different vendor, a different make than the New York Police Department has. But these body cameras are being used everywhere by police in large and small communities, state police, local police. Sheriff's departments, they use it supposedly to protect themselves because there's so much focus on what they're doing. One other item, Victoria. The company operating the Doors Off helicopter that crashed into the East River, remember that last March?
Oh, yes.
All five
only,
passengers
only the
were
pilot.
Killed.
Yeah, I think only the pilot survived, right? That was
They're
awful.
Still offering the same kind of flights, even though their reputation has been tarnished. Discount rates for people who want to go. Fly, if you go online, Fly NYON. That's the company. Their sales are off 40%, and they discounted accordingly.
They were grounded for a while. I don't know how they got around that. But.
Well, they're still under investigation, and I guess they're offering this deal, but they're not mentioning anywhere that, oh, yeah, by the way, five people died on this exact same helicopter last year.
Not exactly it's not exactly.
They have a horrible maintenance record.
If somebody gets you a gift certificate for Christmas.
Right. Maybe my mother-in-law would like a helicopter ride.
Oh, there it is.
Something, something lovely.
Uh-huh.
Something unique, an excursion.
Yeah. Right.
Have a nice time. See you next life. Adios, muchachos. All right. Anyway, so the idea here, if you go to New York and you want to take a helicopter ride, stay away from Fly NYON. All right? That's the company. Although, it'd be I did one of those once, East River, right by the UN. It was kind of fun, actually. But you go up on
That's
a windy day.
That's the same heliport that
went
in and out of or didn't make it back to.
That was the old Pan Am heliport.
Yeah,
that's what it is, right by the UN. All right, so there it is. Stay away from that one if you're going to New York. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Jennifer, you want to help me with this? Jennifer Warren likes
sure.
to help me with my pronunciation.
Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne, yeah.
How's that? There she is.
Not terrible.
But my job was okay then. I did a good job.
Pretty good.
All right. She has a comeback single called Head Above Water. Avril Lavigne continuing to bring awareness to Lyme disease through the Avril Lavigne Foundation with some new T-shirts. She says all proceeds from the sale of the Head Above Water charitable T-shirt will help the Avril Lavigne Foundation create an international grant program to directly help individuals affected by Lyme disease. So she has some story that connects her to Lyme disease.
She's had debilitating Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I guess it's a little more under control now, but she said she wrote this song, Head Above Water, because she felt like she was drowning and she just thought she was going to die. She did, right. It was so bad at one point.
Lyme disease can be very, very, very problematic. So the shirts now are $24.99. Purchase them on the foundation's official website, and they are only available until, what, Friday? Your good time this week to buy one of these if you want to help out the foundation. Avril Lavigne. Okay? So we got that message out. Next up in terms of music here on the DJV program, Andrea Bocelli has teamed up with Dua Lipa. Now you're going to have to help me with this one.
You're nailing the names, by the way.
Yeah, Dua Lipa?
You could just step back now because you nailed it.
All right, I'll step back. You take care of the
story. No, you don't have to. No, I'm only joking. You don't.
No, it's okay.
Hey, you can drop the mic on this one.
All right. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can drop the mic. There. So, what's the comment? Is this comment? I always count on Jennifer for the sound effects. So, these two together, an unlikely duo, isn't it?
Yes. I think that's a safe statement. Absolutely.
Yeah. A world premiere play is taking place on the BBC of this stunning duet, Andrea and Dua Lipa. What's her... I mean, pretty much everybody knows, I think, don't... Most of us know about Andrea Bocelli.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, yeah, but is she a household name or only with certain ages?
In the pop world, she is at this point. Yeah, she's British. She's young. She's, like... got a really cool voice. I didn't know she could sing like this, though. Like this, she's really going toe-to-toe with him. I didn't know she had that in her. So it's kind of cool. And he tends to bring out people like beyond Josh Groban. We already know his voice is incredible. But he sang with Ed Sheeran on Ed Sheeran's song earlier this year. And he just, he tends to bring out a lot of cool things in people. And it's his first album in 14 years.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I didn't know that.
Sheeran doing things with others. Like, I see he's got something here, a duet with Beyonce.
This is him. This is Ed Sheeran with Andrea Bocelli in the background right now.
We heard this before. I remember commenting on it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I remember hearing this. This was very good. Teasing Kara about her boyfriend. Nice. All right, can we hear a little of the Sheeran Beyonce combo? Just for reference. This is the same song that they do together that he did with the Bocelli. Oh, yeah, this is a great song. Nice. What is Beyonce saying?
I'm trying to figure out where she comes in. Somewhere at the end.
She comes in right after this, right?
Is she? We got 15 seconds.
Hurry, Beyonce.
Hey, come on, let's go. Get this in.
Maybe.
I think I queue up stuff. All right, well, anyway. There she is.
Stronger than anyone I know.
All right, so there's the focus on Andrea Bocelli in a manner of speaking.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In last night's $1.6 billion Mega Millions drawing, lottery officials in South Carolina say a ticket sold in that state did match all five numbers. It's not clear where it was sold, though. The cash option on the jackpot is over $900 million. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a message for those in that migrant caravan that's heading to the southern U.S. border. Here's John Clemens.
You will not be successful at getting into the United States illegally, no matter what.
President Trump has announced that he will use the military if the caravan reaches the southern border.
Meanwhile, a second such caravan could be heading this way. A group in El Salvador is reportedly planning to start marching north on October 31st with at least 300 members so far. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do DJ B
program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you in. Normally at this point, there is a Victoria presence as she brings us around to a big trending story. But I'm going to turn the tables a little bit and give her a chance to complain. And the way I'm going to do that is to introduce a story that will have a lot of groans attached to it. It seems that the well-managed United Airlines sent a plane to Chattanooga, Tennessee that was too big to land on the airport tarmac, and they had to turn around and go back to Chicago because they hadn't figured out when the plane took off that it was too big to land at the airport.
Isn't
so this is a United Express plane that was leaving O'Hare.
There was a mechanical, right?
Well, listen to this. There was a mechanical on the plane. It was supposed to be a 50-person plane, but the mechanical forced them to use another one. These regional aircraft normally are from 50 to about 100 passengers. So the 50-person plane was out of service, and they upgraded it to a larger aircraft, even though it was a puddle jumper regional jet. The flight leaves Chicago at 2:45, and then when it is about halfway to Chattanooga, the plane turns around to go back to Chicago. Every other plane is saying, "What's the matter? That's right." And the pilot comes on and says, "Oops, we had to change the plane," but nobody knew or nobody thought about the fact that this size plane can't land on the runway at the Chattanooga airport. And so they turned around. The PR on it was plane turned around because of, quote, unforeseen circumstances. This, the airline said, is an unusual situation and working hard to solve it. Not if you got half of a brain and you know about, I could have told you the plane couldn't land. The Chattanooga runway, I've been in there once. It's like landing in the airstrip next door in Marlboro, the Marlboro Airport. It's a teeny little airport.
But and this so, what scares me about this story, why? So there's two pilots up front. Neither of them have flown in there before. Neither of them said, "Hey, guys, you know, this plane's too big to go into Chattanooga." That's the scariest part of the story.
So anyway,
United is the worst. I just flew them back and forth. They're all pretty bad.
Specifically,
no, this was extra bad. United is extra bad.
The experience that Victoria had with United over the weekend. So have at it.
I felt like we were on the way from, we flew direct from Newark to John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California. And on the way out, it was like, it was all right. But on the way back, we were on this plane that had literally no screens. No screens at all. Not in the seat backs, not any that dropped down, nothing. And
I
so
guess
they
from
kept
talking
making this,
to Victoria that it was an older 737-700, which has none of that stuff. But why would you, this is what drives me nuts to underscore what Jennifer just said, they're all that bad. American and United, I don't know about Delta because I haven't used Delta to go across the country lately, and I don't use United specifically for this. They have no, the people who are the operators, these people, the operators, the people who schedule and know this plane is good for this, this plane is good for that, this plane is good for something else. Why would you put an old tin can on a transcon instead of using it to go from now? Let's say use it, okay, we'll fly those planes from Newark to Washington or Newark down to Palm Beach or something. But you don't use a tin can like that to go across the country when you're trying to get people to be comfortable
and it was a
you
full
know,
flight.
Enjoy to some point.
Yeah.
So an 800 would be okay, although the 737s are not as good. I never thought I would say this. But because I go back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles so much, I gotten used to the new Airbuses that have a lot of nice amenities. And actually,
I told you about those Airbuses. They're more.
I love an Airbus.
They're much better. The newer ones. The old ones are crap cans. But these newer ones are much more compatible to do a transcon than a 737. No matter what it's at. But the old ones, why in the hell doesn't somebody say, all right, this is the way we have X number of planes, do this instead, they just rotate them all, and sometimes American throws an old 737 on that route, and you sit there, yeah, okay, what happened to Reed? I don't mind,
right?
But
a direct flight from, I felt like on the way back, the no TV thing, my husband's a sports fan, he was freaking out.
Yeah,
my parents don't have iPads. They were expecting to watch the screens like we did on the way out. And it was just the whole plane, everybody was complaining.
Dirty.
There was no food. It was disgusting. It was literally like if you've ever been in Europe and you have to take like a regional flight between, say, if you go between Ireland and France or Ireland and England, you know, it's like you're on those old Ryanair flights. That's what this felt like. It felt like we were in some crappy European quick jump, you know, you no more than an hour and a half in the air, and it would have been okay. But to go all the way across the country, and this was a direct flight,
I just said, I was like, never again. I'm not ever choosing United.
United
ever
is
again.
Nothing special. But they all
no,
are.
No, it's terrible.
The same way. I'm going to go when I go to Peru.
No food offering. I had to hunt down the flight attendant, and I said, can I purchase some food?
That's
it
the
was
other
terrible.
Thing. The service on these planes now, and the flight
horrible.
Attendants, and they're entitled. Positions. The older ones usually are better, although in your case you said you had two older ones. They were not that.
Two older. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's like, can you just retire already if you
hate
your
job? What's the matter with... Well, I mean, that's the my sister's 74, and she still is an active... She flies 85 hours a month for Delta.
Wow. Right, but it's like if you hate your job that much, then, you know, find something else to do.
Right. Yeah, why do you... That's exactly it, the entitlement these people are. I remember once I was doing... I flew from New York to Los Angeles, and the crew had just come in from they overnighted and they were doing West Coast. And the guy who was the purser was so angry and just ornery as hell. So I said to him, what is your problem, sir? We don't do domestic flights. This crew was, like... We're an
I'm forced
crew.
To do it with you, so lucky. Well, yeah. Right, like it's your fault. Well, on the way out, we had this older male flight attendant who just hated everything. And we were in the premium economy, which gives you like 4 inches more legroom, which does make a difference.
Yeah.
But next to us was our friend who was the officiant for my brother and sister-in-law's wedding. He had a suit in a little like folded over thing. And so he normally flies in first, but he travels a lot for business, but they was sold out. So he asked the flight attendant, if there's room in the first class closet, would you be able to hang this up for me? It's the suit for a wedding.
Yeah.
You would have thought that he asked the guy for a kidney. It was such a runaround. And it was. And then he said, you know what, just never mind. I'll just hold it on my lap. Don't worry about me, sir. I know I'm here to please you. It was just the worst customer service. It was horrible
they
experience.
They just don't get it.
Never again.
They don't get it.
The only thing missing was a dead dog. At this point, that's the only thing that was missing on the flight, was a dog that unfortunately died because United was negligent.
Yeah. It is amazing how these what they've done. What it does is basically give you what the world of monopolies is all about. Oh. Same thing with Verizon, and the same thing with, just name the industry where one company keeps buying up all the competitors and they're all by themselves and they do what they want and they tell the government to go screw, and that's what happens.
Well, let me ask one more question, then we'll get off the rants on the airlines. I grew up flying Continental, and I always loved Continental. I thought it was a great airline.
Yeah.
How did United end up being the top dog in that merger? I don't get it.
And because Continental went bankrupt and United bought the assets.
Everything about Continental that was good is gone.
Right. Yeah, Continental.
All of it's gone.
Continental was when it went, it went bankrupt once, and then the merger mania took place. And so this has only been maybe less than 10 years, actually, that United had prevailed. But the tribute they paid to Continental was to use their livery. So the United, the old markings for United went away. They left the Continental markings on the plane. They just now...
It's just to mess with you. It's like, hey, if you remember the days of Continental when you liked
Continental,
we're going to leave it on the tail just to mess with you.
Continental originally was a regional airline out of Denver. They did West Coast when they originally got started.
Well, and they were great, and unfortunately...
It was a good airline. Yeah, it was.
They're gone.
Airline. Yep. All right, so now you feel better. I gave you the opportunity to vent. A lot of people listening have had the same experiences, and so they say, Victoria, you tell them. Yeah, go get them.
Hey, you might have even been on my flight with me.
Yeah, you would have heard her if you had been. 44.
I would say Hawaiian was pretty good to me, so there you go.
Oh, Hawaiian.
Yeah,
well, me and Hawaiian with the fiasco last year when I was supposed to go to Pago Pago.
Oh, yeah.
That, God. If we heard about Pago Pago one more time, remember that, Jen?
Trying to resurrect that.
I didn't even know where
trip.
The heck it was. I didn't even know it existed until Doug's like, I'm going to
that
Pago Pago.
That was so funny. That was like a solid week every hour, Pago Pago.
Pago Pago. 44 past the hour of the DJV show.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a...
Network architect.
Financial analyst.
Child care assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body. Specifically, your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to BeThereForVeterans.com. That's BeThereForVeterans.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, how many people know about Beppy Colombo?
The EPI. Did she run for Senate in Texas?
Yeah. No. This is a joint mission of the European and Japanese space agencies. Set off on a course makes it only the third spacecraft to visit the solar system's innermost planet. The mission contains two spacecraft that will share a ride to Mercury, then separate to different orbits to make different observations. This is fascinating that somebody figured out how to do this. Spacecraft do not begin to orbit Mercury, the solar system's innermost and smallest planet, until December of 2025. It takes that long for them to get there. The first spacecraft to go to Mercury was Mariner 10. Remember that back in 1974? Made the trip in 5 months. But that was only a short flyby, passing within 450 miles of the surface. It made two additional flybys, but never entered orbit. The Beppy Colombo spacecraft will sideswipe other planets to slow down enough to enter orbit. It'll use a series of flybys of Earth, Venus, and Mercury to slow down enough to be captured by Mercury's gravity. It's amazing somebody figured this out. The data from Beppy Colombo will help to indicate whether these distant Earth-sized planets could retain an atmosphere. This is all about the stuff that, was it Bezos who said last week that we'll be colonizing all the planets of the solar system? There'll be a trillion people living on planets in the solar system in the next 300 years. And this is a,
I don't know. We can't even figure out how to fly across
the country.
We can't
get united from,
yeah,
exactly.
I don't know.
We're going to do that. 20, wait a minute. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hello?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Time for the pet show to be sort of assimilated into the DJV show by Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the pet show, focusing on pet behavior, medical problems, behavioral problems, training, that sort of thing. I'm bringing Daisy May to training sessions starting this weekend, Warren. There's a 6-week course for Daisy May and others like her. Even though she's 3 years old last week, she has no training. She lived in a cage, so she doesn't know. And she still is trying to figure out the poop and pee thing, although she's better about it. But and it's sad because I like to have her come with me around the house, but I don't trust her not to pee on the rugs. There's another rug that I kind of have to toss, and she just doesn't, I take her out, she does her stuff, and every once in a while, just out of nowhere, she'll drop. And I think I asked you about that. Other people who have that problem, you told me to put food down where she peed, which is what I did. She ate the food and she peed.
Well, see, the whole concept is there's a couple of things you need to do. First of all, you need to follow the full advice. You have to clean up the area where the dog is gone. If you don't clean up the area, what would you use?
Yeah, I did. I used the spray stuff to get rid of
baking. Always work. Baking soda is not going to work. Baking soda and all those other products, some of them contain ammonia. You might as well pee on the floor, Doug. You're putting down the same smell you're picking up. You put the food there. You spend more time with the dog there. You play with the dog there. She doesn't pee on her bed, does she?
No.
Okay, so there's my point. So if she felt as comfortable in other parts of the house as she felt in her bed, she's not going to pee there either. So clean it up, put some treats there, spend time with her on the floor there, put her toys there, and sooner or later, I promise you, you will walk around the house without shoes again.
Well, it also sounds like get some better spray. Nature's Miracle is a good one. What's the one, Warren, that you always
Nature's
recommend?
Nature's Miracle. Let me tell you something about Nature's Miracle. I introduced Nature's Miracle over 25 years ago when it first came out.
Yeah.
I introduced.
Yeah.
It's a fine product. It's a great product. However, it's now owned by a battery company. It's not owned by the same old Jewish man from you know, Palos Verdes, California. So I use a product called Kids and Pets Stain and Odor Remover. It's the best product
Kids
on the market.
And Pets.
And the bottom line is, the other products like Nature, they'll sell for like $10 or $15. You can get Kids and Pets at Walmart, Amazon. It's under $5, and there's not a product that works better.
Kids, it's called Kids and Pets Stain Remover.
But don't go, to the pet department at the stores, because if you go like Walmart pet department, you won't see it there. Because then it would.
I don't go to Walmart, so
go to the everyday household cleaning aisle, like at Home Depot or Walmart, or anything, and you'll find it. You'll find it in the Home Depot in the everyday cleaning where you find your Windex, that kind of stuff. That's where you get it.
All right,
great.
There's a problem apparently. Veterinary hospitals seeing an increase in cats being poisoned by rodent. How do you pronounce this? Rodenticide. It's a rat poison. What makes this over-the-counter rodenticide even more dangerous is that there's no antidote. So a lot of cats are getting a hold of this because people are stupid enough to put it where cats can get at it. So if your cat all of a sudden becomes weak, not coordinated, looks like he's going down, boom, it could be there's a short period of time, apparently, Warren, where you can block the toxin after it's been eaten, but you got to get the cat to the vet right away. So don't use rodenticides in and around your home. What's the matter with you?
Not only that, right? Here's something a lot of people don't realize. You know, we talk Halloween every year and eating chocolate.
Oh, right.
A lot of people use, but a lot of people will use cocoa mulch in their backyard. You can buy cocoa mulch at any of the gardening stops, any of the nursery places. They sell cocoa mulch for your yard. And the bottom line is cocoa mulch is nothing more than chocolate, so it can be very dangerous. You don't want to do that. Speaking about poisoning, though, I just did a report. West Hollywood, California, pet guardians are urged to be vigilant after 7 dogs have been poisoned.
Wow.
And just in one little area, 7 dogs have been poisoned. That's why people think I'm eccentric. Imagine that. But that's why when my dog's in my backyard, I'm in the backyard with him. I never take my eyes off him. I don't let him out there by himself to hang out. My eyes are always on my dog because there are some really crazy people out there. And 7 dogs dying in a small little place like West, it's just crazy. Just crazy.
All right, so you'll love this story. Story of a mailman who stops every day to pet and hug a German shepherd hanging out in a yard along his route. The puppy has apparently been overlooked by its owner for whatever the reason. So this guy thinks the dog is sweet. Puppy started paying attention when it was a puppy. Now it's 2 years old, and there have been pictures of it all over the internet. I thought it was kind of cute. And those stories, you must hear those stories on your show.
Those are the best stories. Like my mailman, Terry, he knows my dog. She knows every dog. He doesn't know the people in the neighborhood, but he knows the dog in the neighborhood.
Dog.
And he stops. And he always carries biscuits with him and little toys and little whistles and stuff. And makes it fun for him. It makes his day go faster, and it makes it fun for the dogs as well.
Yeah. Keeps him getting eaten up by the dogs, too, probably, in some neighborhoods. Warren Eckstein, check out his petshow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.